We have something very exciting to wake you up and reinvigorate you. Our next topic is Code Red, what you need in your crisis management playbook. And I tell you, this is one of those topics that you don't know you need it until you need it, and you're better off being well prepared. We have a great team to present to you on this. We have April Arias, who is the Senior Director, Public Relations at Androvet Legal Media and Marketing. April, which is a full-service marketing and public relations agencies with offices in Dallas, Houston, Austin, and in San Antonio. April is a three-time Emmy Award-winning media and public relations professional whose expertise lies in developing media and communication strategies for clients and working with local, regional, and national media to generate and place media coverage. She utilizes her media expertise and experience to help clients manage crisis communications, which is something I think we're all interested in. From crisis planning, development, and implementation to media training, April uses her unique ability to assess potential risks and identify problems before they become crises. Recently, she was named among the top 100 global leaders in legal strategy and consulting by Law Dragon magazine. Before joining Androvet, she managed PR, media relations, and social media for clients in fields ranging from energy, technology, and commercial real estate to the food and beverage industry. And prior to that, she was a producer and executive producer at KRPC-TV in Houston and KWTX-TV in Waco. She has earned multiple industry awards, including 3 Lone Star Emmys, 6 Houston Press Club Lone Star Awards, and an award for the best documentary by the Texas Association of Press Broadcasters. Native of Houston and a proud graduate of Texas A&M. And she is joined by Stephanie Sullensbird. Stephanie is the Executive Vice President and General Counsel of Hall Group, which is a multi-billion dollar diversified company made up of several subsidiary brands, including Hall Park, which is a 162-acre mixed-use development in Frisco, Texas. It's a beautiful property. Hall Arts, a mixed development in the Dallas Arts District, also a beautiful property. Hall Structured Finance, which is the entrepreneurial private commercial real estate lender. I don't have any idea whether that's a beautiful property or not. And the Hall Wines, and if you're not familiar with the Hall Wines, they're really wonderful. There's a whole variety of different types and brands, and the facilities are really phenomenal if you ever get the chance to go. They also own several hotels across the United States. And most recently, Stephanie received D's CEO 2023 Corporate Counsel Award for Outstanding General Counsel in the Small Legal Department category. She earned her BA in finance from the University of Texas at Austin and a JD from Baylor School of Law. And following that, she worked as a litigator in diverse practice areas in Dallas and Los Angeles. And to my immediate left is Jennifer Trulock. Jennifer is a partner at Bradley Arendt Bolt Cummings LP in Dallas. She's a fellow employment lawyer, represents employers in all aspects of labor and employment law, including counseling, training on managing workplace issues, preventing lawsuits, conducting investigations, writing and enforcing employment contracts, and she assists clients with audits and other administrative proceedings, charges, and lawsuits. And a couple of comments about Jennifer. First of all, she's been an instrumental part of our planning committee for this CLE and put together a great panel here today. And we're always very delighted and lucky to have her, not only as a planning member, as a speaker, but Jennifer and I also practiced law together for several years, and she's a very fine lawyer. So please join me in welcoming this fine panel. I think you're really going to be entertained.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. And as you can tell from those introductions, like, the two panelists that I have with me are way more interesting than I am. And one thing that Gary doesn't know is that Stephanie took a break, and hopefully she doesn't mind me telling this, a brief break from practicing law and took some time in LA to actually do some acting as well. So if you catch her at cocktail hour, maybe she'll tell you about some of her roles that she did when she was in LA. So I've got like some pretty star-studded panelists here with me. So they can tell you all about like what it is that we need to do if you come across a crisis. And so let's start off by talking about, first of all, what is a crisis? And we almost had one today because Stephanie's flight was rerouted to Austin, and it was also severely delayed, right? So it could be any disruptive and unexpected event that threatens to harm a CLE, an organization, its stakeholders, or the general public, right?